threatening to retaliate again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We are finally putting America first.
President Trump at a rally in Cincinnati hours after he announced new tariffs.
And until such time as there is a deal, we will be taxing the hell out of China. That's all there is. Okay?
Fox's Simon Owen has more on China's reaction live.
Dave, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson saying, if the U.S. tariffs are implemented, China will have to take necessary countermeasures, saying President Trump's latest threat violates an agreement made with Chinese President Xi Jinping in June to revive negotiations on trade tensions. Those talks have restarted, but so far there's no sign of a deal. President Trump saying 10% tariffs will be introduced next month on the remaining $300 billion worth of Chinese imports that he hasn't already targeted. Dave?
Simon, two more North Korean launches, the third short-range missile test in 8 days. Today, a Cold War-era arms treaty with the Soviets ended after the U.S. pulled out. Secretary of State Pompeo put out a statement.
He says this, Russia is solely responsible for the treaty's demise. Dating back to at least the mid-2000s, Russia developed, produced, flight-tested, and has now fielded multiple battalions of its non-compliant missiles.
That's Fox's Kevin Corca. At the president's Ohio rally, he again blamed far-left policies for inner city problems. Democrats have called him a racist. The only black Republican in the House, Will Hurd, says he'll not seek re-election. Just yesterday, the congressman from Texas told our Fox News Rundown podcast the president's go-back tweets were racist.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've been told, go back to Africa, right? I'm not from Africa. I've never been to Africa.
But Congressman Hurd's tweet announcing his decision not to run in 2020 does not cite that as a reason. He wants to go back to the private sector on technology and national security. This is Fox News.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Attention military service members. If you use dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffer tinnitus, ringing in ears, hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry for a free and confidential consultation. Dial #250 and say keyword service. That's #250, keyword service. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from the station.
President Trump just tweeted, really bad news. The Baltimore house of Elijah Cummings was robbed. And he added, too bad. Of course, Cummings is the Democratic congressman the president has called a racist, blaming him for the problems inner city in Baltimore. Now, the break-in happened early Saturday in a rented portion of Cummings' property. There's been another high-profile drug overdose death.
Robert F. Kennedy's granddaughter, Saoirse Kennedy Hill, has died. Police were called to the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, yesterday afternoon, and an investigation is ongoing. Hill attended Boston College, where she was a member of the class of 2020. A family statement did not include a cause of death, but did talk of her laughter and passion about human rights and her work building schools in Mexico. It also quoted her 91-year-old grandmother, Ethel Kennedy, as saying, quote, the world is a little less beautiful today. Saoirse Kennedy Hill was 22. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, this will add to the fuel to the fire for conservatives who claim they're being silenced on social media.
In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, a former Google engineer claims he was blacklisted, bullied, and fired by the company because of his outspoken conservative views. Kevin Cernicke argues he and others were treated unfairly, citing documents and posts on Google's internal message boards. He adds, there's a big political angle and they treat the two sides differently. Google says he was let go for multiple violations. A rep saying in a statement, we enforce our workplace policies without regard to political viewpoint, adding, lively debate is a hallmark of Google's workplace culture. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We'll get an update on the job market in a half hour. How many people were higher than the unemployment rate? Wall Street could react. Stock futures were already falling the day after a big sell-off fueled by those new tariffs on China that also sent markets overseas plunging. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
A good Friday morning on ESPN 93.5. News brought to you by Thomas and Ellers Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. Contact Justin or Dave today, 217-356-2400, or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 21-year-old Champaign man has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter for the death of a four-month-old child who had been in his care. Jaytuan Mobley faces up to 14 years in prison for the death of Kendall Spicer. Mobley was alone with his girlfriend's son on January 18th. When the child's mother returned home, the child was described as limp. Tests showed bleeding and swelling of the brain, and the child died on January 20th. Mobley admitted he had hit the baby's forehead on the corner of a kitchen cabinet and hit the child's head on a doorframe. A bomb threat at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana on Thursday turned out to be unfounded. Police went out to the hospital at about 4 p.m. Thursday. The News Gazette says the hospital was not evacuated. A bomb-sniffing dog was on the scene. They were limiting entry to the building while police investigated, and police left the scene at about 5:50 p.m. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas and Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. And your weekend weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist from Simple. They're simply magnificent. Two locations. They're on Cunningham and Urbana. Also Windsor and Duncan. That's the village at the crossing in Champaign. Or go online to blossombasket.com. 367 Rose to call them. The Blossom Basket Florist with two locations in Champaign, Urbana. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got a high 85 expected today. 58 our low tonight. More sunshine tomorrow with a high 84, low 60. 20% chance of showers on Sunday's forecast. Otherwise, sunshine and a high 86, low 64. 64 is our current temperature. Good morning, ESPN 93.5.
Illinois football begins today. Practice starts. Let's go. I did not think the Cardinals would beat the Cubs last night, but boy, did they beat the Cubs last night. One hit for Chicago. 8-0 Cardinals are in first place. A rare Friday off for St. Louis as they head to Oakland. Two games there. Three games in L.A. to play the Dodgers. Cubbies have an afternoon tilt with the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers are two back. They lost yesterday. So it's the Cardinals atop the Central. Cubs one back. Brewers two back. Well, the debates happened this week. They came to Detroit for their second round of presidential primary debates. Who emerged as the winners and losers as the dust settled in Motor City? Constitutional law attorney, Trump 2020 advisory board member, Jenna Ellis. Jenna, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, good to have you. Have you been to a Trump rally like one last night in Cincinnati? Have you been to one of those?
You know, I have not yet. I am up here in New York for Fox News, and you know, so wasn't unable to attend last night, but I certainly always catch as much as I can on TV and looking forward to going to one.
I think it's really difficult to explain the thousands that remain in line, the thousands that don't get in. I'm telling you, sometimes it's hard to fill a Legion Hall. It isn't easy to get 17,000 to come and hear somebody speak. It's unbelievable. I still can't get over it.
Yeah, you know, this just shows how much in every city that President Trump has held a rally, I mean, just how many people come out and support and absolutely love this president. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. And, you know, I think it's so encouraging how many people compared even to 2016, how many people are such open supporters of the president because of how much work he's done on behalf of the American people. I mean, it's really encouraging and I think very inspiring.
Okay, the debates this week so far for September, with the bar being raised by various polls and donors, at this minute, Jenna Ellis, we only have Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren that have qualified. My three favorites, John Delaney, Andrew, I want to be president and let him if he'll give me $1,000 a month, Yang, and Tulsi Gabbard, who, after going after Kamala Harris, has been called a Russian bot. They're calling, the Democrats are saying she's a Russian spy. That, I'm serious. What?
I know. This was just absolutely everything about the 2020 Democratic debate was just completely absurd. And how far progressive left all of the candidates are going. I mean, if you actually look and calculate out their policies, and, you know, John Stossel wrote a great article for Reason doing that very thing, and how much it would cost the American people to implement the policies of any one of those candidates. It was so far incredibly, insanely outside the margins of the U.S. Constitution, which, let's remember, is we give specific limited powers to our federal government for the sole purpose of preserving and protecting your and my individual rights and liberties in this country. It was so far outside the margins. It was just laughable and ridiculous, but frankly, scary. I mean, these are the best that the Democratic Party has to offer, and they are really willing to go so far outside the margins of the Constitution to have people that are that progressive left. Because let's also remember, you know, the American government is not a revenue-generating institution. And so for all of those candidates who were decrying capitalism, I mean, they are wanting to tax so much more from me and you so that they can pay for their, you know, multi-billion-dollar insane policies. I mean, this is not what the American government is designed to do.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting, Jenna, that they would tell us to do something they wouldn't do, like go to a climate conference in Italy and fly in with 114 private jets and big yachts? Really? That would be hypocritical, wouldn't it?
Right.
Wow. Okay.
I think it's true that if, you know, the Democratic Party didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all.
And if you don't include her...
Being on a debate today is just kind of grueling, but I feel I got a chance to say a few things, and I feel that I was heard.
Yeah, Marianne Williamson, if she's not on, turn it off. Just turn it off. I actually thought Tulsi Gabbard, John Delaney, and Andrew Yang were authentic, and they have no chance in this field. If Joe Biden, and I don't think he's going to do it, but if Joe Biden doesn't get through, wow, we're going to have a real left versus Donald Trump. I mean, it'll be a clear choice for America, that's for sure.
Well, absolutely. I mean, and this is where the Democratic Party is facing an identity crisis, because they have gone so far progressive left, they're not even Democrats anymore. I mean, they are communists, they're socialists, and, you know, and this isn't just rhetoric. It's not just, you know, those words actually have meaning, and those are terms for people who are actually advocating for redistribution of wealth, for taking away more liberties from you and me, for building up big government, for, you know, taxing so much more. I mean, these are policies that have no legitimate basis in the specific limited powers actually given to the office of the president. I mean, look at Kamala Harris saying, you know, within my first 100 days in office, I'm just going to, you know, force Congress. I mean, and she's one of the party that's calling President Trump a dictator. I mean, this is insane.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think gets through, Jenna? Who will face Donald Trump?
You know, at this point, I think that the Democrats have a really, really, really important decision ahead of them. And, you know, I think that Biden is still pulling high enough that, and he made a decent enough performance that going into September, he's probably still the front runner. But we'll see if that holds out.
Yeah.
And we'll see that if, you know, some people are claiming that maybe, you know, another candidate kind of swoops in even after September. And, you know, so we'll see. I think we still have a long way to go, but the Democrats need to figure out whether their party is really going to be one of extreme communism, or they're going to do something actually within the margins of the U.S.
I'm not suggesting it makes sense to me, Jenna, but the two people I would not want to see is Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey. And I don't think either are running in this day and age.
I don't either.
Yeah. Jenna, nice to have you. How do people connect with Jenna Ellis?
Yeah, you can go. So I actually just got married a few months ago. So my last name is Reeves, R-I-V-E-S. So you can find me on Facebook or Twitter at Jenna Ellis Reeve.
And your husband understands what he got into here, right? I mean, politics, politics, politics. Here.
Yes, and thankfully, you know, he listens to all of my political rants, and very kind to support that. He's a good man.
Jenna Ellis, God bless your wedding and marriage.
Congratulations.
May it be a 75-year Paul Harvey event. Thank you for your time. We appreciate
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, constitutional law attorney Jenna Ellis on the Trump team. It was in Cincinnati last night, and think about 17,000 with thousands outside, jam-packed.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to do that, man, I'm just saying. I mean, Barack Obama could draw a crowd, but it isn't easy. And not very many candidates and presidents can do that. Very, very unusual. Okay, let's jump to our morning sports. It is 7:16, Fighting Illini football on the fields today, getting ready for Akron coming up in 29 days at Memorial Stadium. It'll be in August 31 for the first game, Labor Day weekend. A baseball on our minds this morning.
Yes, it's true. What happened to the Cubs? They were already in Milwaukee? What's up?
They go to Chicago, actually, today. They're host Milwaukee today.
Oh, that's right.
But they short flight last night after the ball game. They have an afternoon game.
Right. When do you start?
Yep.
And it'll be on US 105.9.
You got it.
So 8-0 was the final. Let's hear your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data. Save up to 40%. Go to Spectrummobile.com today.
What a job by the Cardinals starter, Flaherty.
Jack Flaherty. One hit over seven innings. He was terrific, Mike. Scoreless eighth inning for Tyler Webb. Scoreless ninth inning for Mike Myers. And it's the first time the Cardinals have held the Cubs to one hit in St. Louis since Busch Stadium 2, August 8, 1985, John Tudor. And then it was Joe McGrain one hitting the Cubs August 12, 1988 at Wrigley Field. With that one hit combined shutout, the Cardinals won it 8-0. They're in first place by a game over the Cubs.
In the Central Division, they are on top all by themselves. Day off today, and the next game comes from Oakland. They'll take on the Athletics, and Dakota Hudson will go against Mike Fiers. And the Redbirds will be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Well,
what else you got? White Sox lose
to the Cubs.
The Mets. The Mets have won seven straight.
Yes, they have.
They think they can get the second wild card spot. They're only four back now after winning seven in a row.
4-0, the score over the Chicago White Sox yesterday. Now they've got a game against the Phillies tonight. And we had the Broncos over Atlanta 14-10.
Come on.
So that 2019 Hall of Fame preseason game turned out to be pretty entertaining, especially 90 seconds remaining in that fourth quarter. Is it Brett Rypien?
I have no idea. Ripien?
Ripien?
Maybe? I don't know.
Okay, pass somewhere, landing in one. Winfrey's arms.
The
ball was deflected in the end zone. Had some end-of-the-game drama, a minute and a half left.
These are just kids trying to make the cut. They don't play any starters in these.
Right?
Games. Maybe in the first quarter, but then other guys trying to make, they're trying to take a look. That's the purpose of all this. But, yeah, these are guys trying to get a job. And the NFL, and they did test the pass interference play.
Yes.
And it stood as called. So they did the New Orleans Saints getting robbed at the end of the Rams.
Right.
So they tested it for the first time.
And again, Fighting Illini opened their 2019 training camp today.
Let us check our ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast for the National Weather Service.
Looking good for those workouts. High 85, low 58 tonight. Sunshine expected tomorrow. High 84, low 60. Sunshine on Sunday with a high 86. 20% chance of showers. 88 as we're back to work on Monday. Right now the temperature's at 65. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Boland over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. What's Coach Mike Ditka think about the debates and the inner city issues? And Michael Thomas, $100 million as a wide receiver, which is slightly more than the number one pick for the Bears got in 1961. That's all coming up in 10 minutes. Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is expected to react today to the July employment report. Lowe's, the home improvement chain, has notified employees in its maintenance department and those who assemble things that it is laying them off and replacing them with workers from outside the company. Lowe's has been struggling to compete with Home Depot. Stocks skidded yesterday after President Trump proposed new tariffs on imports from China to take effect in September. Women's clothing chain Avenue says it will close in 60 days if it doesn't find a buyer. The New York Post says management told staffers if it isn't able to sell the company, it will close all 260 of its stores across the country. Avenue's based in New Jersey. It sells plus-size styles. It's owned by a private equity firm, Versa Capital Management, which acquired it in a bankruptcy auction in 2012. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
This summer, Willow Pond Golf Course. Stop by for lunch, dinner, or breakfast on the weekends, or play a round of 18. Well, good news. Jay Layman just produced another Dick Van Dyke commercial with Dennis Rieken. 3-hour shoot. Future Hollywood star Jay Layman.
Yes.
Said that it'll be on TV soon. He wore 47, which is what he wore as an All-American linebacker for Illinois.
That's right.
Jay Layman will be on with Jeremy Warner this fall. Anyway, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Yeah, 3 hours to do some spots. It takes a while in Hollywood, you know?
Uh-huh.
Even though this is done, I think, in
Reapply
Springfield.
Reapply makeup, please.
Yeah, makeup, touch-up. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the largest independent appliance dealer. Jay's all in on Dennis. Got all his appliances for his remodel at his home.
Uh-huh.
And what they do is they'll come in, they'll put in your new appliances, plus they'll give you a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
When you buy something from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they're going to stand by it. And they carry all the best, the Maytags, the Electrolux, the new Beko from Europe,
mm-hmm.
Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. And the people that work at Dick Van Dyke know their product. You go in there, they'll give you a deep explanation of why this versus that, and if you like this or this bell and whistle. And if you don't want the bell and whistle, it costs a lot less. They're located in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. In Champaign, it's North Neal before you get to the I-74 interchange, and you can go see them today. You can start online if you'd like. Appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Okay, so you had almost a citizen's arrest yesterday at Mary Ann's.
Well,
you saw a hit and run?
I did.
And you reported it like a dutiful citizen?
Well, and there was a lady involved that did jot down the license plate.
Oh, you got it then.
Yep. And the color of the car and the make and all of that. But
well, I think hit and runs are very common.
And, you know, in the conversation later in the day with the officer, that it had happened earlier at Walmart with this person. So not very good driving skills.
Well, that and not very good conscience to just leave.
It's unfortunate. It's happened in your circle of the family.
Oh,
before.
You mean up in Chicago?
Yeah.
You mean which one? That one or the one that happened on Friday?
Oh, no.
We had another hit and run in Chicago.
You know, I know that it does.
I mean, what is that? I mean, and the car is parked, and it knocked Janet's a mirror off. What are you going to do?
I mean, you leave a note.
No, I guess not.
And
so that's only happened to us twice in 4 weeks. So, it happened to me on Neal Street a few years ago, and I made the brilliant decision with kids in the car to try and follow the guy that hit me. And then when I couldn't keep up, I said, okay, fine. I don't know. It's not good, but when the police came in that instance, it was a Champaign police officer. They said, you know, this happens all the time. So,
yeah.
Disappointing.
It is.
But if somebody got a plate, they'll get the guy.
That's right.
Good news. All right, 7:28. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, commenting on today's news and sports that's coming up. Michael Thomas gets $100 million by my math. Michael Thomas, wide receiver for the Saints. By my math, it's $99,982,000 more than Mike got in his first year as Rookie of the Year. $99,982,000
more. My, things have changed.
Yeah, a little bit.
The Mike Ditka days.
I wonder if Michael Thomas would call the coach and say, sir, thank you for what you guys went through so I can be paid $100 million. Whoa! That's serious coin.
Yes, it is.
We're going to check with Mike and Johnny next. It's Friday, August 2nd, ESPN 93.5 at 7:28.
Be at Memorial Stadium this fall. Tickets are on sale now at FightingIllini.com.
All right, we'll check your news. Be right back with Coach and Johnny. 7:30 now.
Fox News.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump last night touting how strong our economy is and plans for tough new tariffs.
Until such time as there is a deal, we will be taxing the hell out of China.
Announcing he's slapping a 10% tariff on $325 billion in goods.
The action would hit consumers in a new way, taxing everyday products like shoes, toys, smartphones, televisions, computers.
Maria Bartiromo with the Fox Business Network at the rally in Cincinnati.
We did not hear the controversial send her back chants last night, but the president did allude to the four Democratic congresswomen known as the Squad.
Fox's Douglas Ader. And the July jobs numbers just out, showing 164,000 new jobs were added, unemployment holding steady at 3.7%. That is in line with expectations. This is Fox News.
Now we check our local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda 390-9310. Or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 28-year-old man has been found guilty of aggravated driving under the influence, leading to the death of a friend. Chad Smith faces up to 14 years in prison when he is sentenced in October. 32-year-old Michael Donahue of Mahomet died in the crash that happened north of Mahomet and west of Illinois 47. New numbers on tourism for this area. As more people discover the benefits of living and working in the greater Champaign County area, visitors continue to contribute to the economic growth, spending over $420 million at hotels, restaurants, shops, attractions, and more. That 3.9% growth in spending is reinvested in the local economy, bringing in $7.6 million in local taxes to our communities, contributing to improvements in infrastructure and saving local families an average of $1,300 on their annual taxes. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310. NLS number 1772943.
All right, let's check your weather with Diane Ducey.
Morning. It looks like it's going to be a fabulous day with a high 85 expected. Sunshine tomorrow with a high 84, again down to 60 in the evening. 86 the high on Sunday with mostly sunny conditions. There's a 20% chance of showers. Greatest chance of rain comes our way Tuesday with a high 85. Right now the temperature's at 65 on ESPN 93.5. Don't forget the See You at the Parabian event.
Oh, yeah.
Developmental Services Center in the Orpheum Children's Science Museum downtown Champaign parking lot with the boat drunks and tons of fun band. It's going to be a wonderful night from 5 to 11. Only a $10 entry fee and helping out Developmental Services Center. See you at the Parabian tomorrow night.
It's Friday. Football last night. It was good to see the first game, exhibition game.
Yeah, preseason Hall of Fame game. Broncos on top, 14-10 over Atlanta.
Yeah, and the pass interference rule got a challenge for the first time. Brother Johnny today in New Orleans. Johnny!
Hey, Steve Gay.
Coach Mike Nicka in Chicago. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, fine. Well, they challenged the pass interference thing last night. It was upheld. But at least the Saints-Rams thing didn't go without a rule change, Johnny.
Well, we talked about that, I think, the day after.
Yeah.
They were going to change the rule on that call.
Yeah.
I'm, getting on the tram and Breckenridge, the Russian kid that was scanning my tags, says, the Saints got robbed. You know, and I feel like it was all over the country.
Yeah.
That was a famous play, Coach. A famous play. Yeah.
Well, pretty soon we'll just have robots out there, maybe. They're talking in baseball. They're going to have, the home plate umpire will be there with a thing in his ear, and then they'll just tell him if it's a ball or a strike. Anyway, Coach, it's getting pretty mechanical, isn't it?
You don't want to do that. You don't want to take the human element out of it. Nothing's perfect. Guys are going to make mistakes, you know, but that's why they're hired. They're umpires or referees. Or, their judgment is, you know, is better than ours. And you're going to miss some calls. That's just part of life. But, you know, you're also going to get some go your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the kind of using technology to help, but I don't think you take the guys off the field either. I think you're
never.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, the debates were this week. Coach, I doubt if you saw it. It was on a channel called CNN. I don't know if you know
the
about.
The Communist News Network, I don't work. I don't watch.
Well, I had to for work, and Johnny, I think, did for entertainment, but they're essentially breaking it down now. But the people I liked, Congressman John Delaney, kind of normal, Tulsi Gabbard, who went after Kamala Harris, and Andrew Yang, who wants to give everybody $1,000 a month. I kind of like those three, and it doesn't look like they're going to have enough steam at this point to get to the September debates. But, man, Johnny, Marianne Williamson, the Oprah Winfrey book author, she entertains me.
No, she's half the show. We need her. I filled. Mike, I was going to send her $10 because they get credit for the number of donations, the number of people who donate. That's one of the rankings. But she's something else, Steve. She's kind of, you know, she kind of makes Shirley MacLaine look reasonable. Reasonable, Steve.
But
man. She's got some points. Listen, I like Andrew Wang, who said that America emits 15% of the carbon. That's 15% globally. What are you doing? He actually said after that, so we're too late and we need to move to higher ground.
Yeah, that's what he said. move to higher ground. I'm going, where do I go? I mean, what do I do? I mean, it was crazy. And then Tulsi Gabbard, who I kind of like. She's too liberal, but she's pretty measured. And she really hit Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris was ticked off about it. And then the Kamala Harris people have called Tulsi Gabbard a Russian spy. What?
Well,
crazy. Crazy.
You know, that's what they do. They just call you a name when they don't have an answer. That's become the MO. And I like the other line they've come with, Mike. If there's no explanation for what they're talking about, they'll say, well, that's a Republican talking point. Yeah. We need to stop referring to Republican talking points. That is, they can't answer.
Wow. Okay.
And then you got Bernie reminds me of Oscar the Grouch, Stevie. I mean, he's just like Oscar, and he pops up out of the trash can. And the trash can's, I think, appropriate because his ideas are already on the trash heap of history.
Yeah,
they don't work.
No, that's right. Okay. Socialism, and he's, you know, he would be our first 80-year-old president. And it's, you know, some still think he can make it through. But I don't know, Coach, if it's somebody on that far left and Donald Trump, America will have a choice for sure.
But you know, there's no question about it. But I mean, you know, we're going to get what we tolerate. I mean, and you know, I've said that 1,000 times. You know, if people think that what we're going through right now, we got the best economy we've ever had in the history of this country, and they think now you're going to bring in somebody else because you don't like Trump because of the way he talks to people or the way I mean, I don't get it. I really don't. You got leadership. That's where you are. You leaders lead. Followers follow. Those who don't know how to do either, they just sit by the wayside.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Steve, Mike's right. It's Huckabee had a good point. Trump's, if he was a doctor, his bedside manner isn't that encouraging. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But his surgery always works. So you want someone that's going to hug and kiss you, but you're going to die? Or do you want a guy who can save you? And that's the difference. It's just, you know, he's got a different style.
Yeah.
But, you know, another one of them, Elizabeth Warren, she is the classic Reagan liberal. He said the liberals, it's not that they don't know anything. They know so much about what just isn't true.
Yeah.
And she pounds the table. And
just,
it's kind of scary, Mike, because she'll be yelling just like, we cannot ever use nuclear weapons first. Just tell everybody we won't. That's not a very good idea. We don't want to use them first, but that's an incredible weapon. But she's just adamant. There's no room for any disagreement.
Yeah.
incredible.
Yeah, and then when your socialism, you, Johnny, you said instead of 330+ million running the country, the people, it would be like 5 or 10. It'd be a very small number, and they tell people what they ought to be doing while not doing it themselves, which is called hypocritical, as is the global warming conference that Google's put together in Italy, where they had 114 private jets and massive yachts with all the carbon they're putting out. And the hypocrites, come on, man. What are you doing?
Well, that's the way it goes.
Wow. I mean, they're flying 114 private jets. Good golly. It's so hypocritical. And then you have the inner city situation where we had Donald Trump calling out Baltimore. This is the Baltimore congressman from 1999 about his own city.
This morning, I left my community of Baltimore, a drug-infested area, where a lot of the drugs that we're talking about today have already taken the lives of so many children. The same children that I watched 14 or 15 years ago as they grew up, now walking around like zombies. This is only 40 miles away from here.
That is 1999. This is Donald Trump last night.
No one has paid a higher price for the far left's destructive agenda than Americans living in our nation's inner cities. They have paid a dear price. You see what's happening? You see our inner cities. We spend billions and billions and billions for years and years and years, and it's stolen money, and it's wasted money, and it's a shame.
Yeah, Johnny, that's Elijah Cummings saying what he said in 99. The president comes out and illuminates what's happening in our inner cities, and it is a shame. It's a big shame this is going on.
Well, and it is also the result of essentially one-party rule, which is the Democrats, for multiple decades in a row. And that's where these policies, they're doubling down on and actually going more extreme. Of course, they're making them more extreme. But the result of it, you can see in San Francisco, L.A., and Baltimore. And it doesn't work. I'll tell you, too, Stevie, what bothered me the most about that story wasn't the story. It was the instant plugging into the propaganda machine across all the networks about Trump being a racist, because Elijah Cummings happens to be an African American, and he criticized him. They call him racist, Coach. That's all they. Yeah. That's all they can do. That's all they can't.
That's right. That's all they can do, because that's all they know. I mean, if something doesn't go their way and they're going to slander the other person with a comment like that, he's racist or he's this or he's that, you know. And it's a shame, really, it is.
Meanwhile,
immune in between themselves, Steve, when you talk about Tulsi Gabbard, she called what, the Russian? What?
Yeah,
what
they're calling her a Russian spy because she's on.
So they'll do it to their own.
No,
it's
No, it is.
Black widow spiders. They'll eat their babies.
And meanwhile, what do you do about Los Angeles and San Francisco? How do you stop what's going on with tent cities, with all kinds of diseases, with more rats going on and crime? I Coach, again, it comes down
you get what you tolerate.
Yeah.
Listen, I played football in the early 60s in San Francisco. It was a fantastic city.
Yeah.
That's where they started with the hippies and the yippies and the mippies, but that's okay.
Right.
But it was a wonderful city. It was a clean city. Now, you know, it's all changed.
Yeah.
L.A., I don't understand L.A., but you know, if that's what they want, that's what they're going to get.
Yeah.
But they've turned two wonderful cities in the state of California into, well, less than wonderful,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Well,
yeah, and it's a shame.
Yeah.
Because we can help, we can do better than that. That's just lack of effort and making wrong decisions.
Yeah, but you know, people have to help themselves, John. You say we can do better than that. Yeah, they can do better than that, too. But they've got to make some decisions based on what's right instead of what's popular.
Yep. And then you have the example of the young man who lost his job, had a wife and kids. In 110 degree in Arizona, he's on the corner handing out his resume. Company saw that this was a guy that wanted to get after, and he had 200 job offers. So we do reward people that are willing
to. That's great.
Yeah, that's what you do. You get after it. That's what America is. All right, Coach, you said when you played football, it reminded me that Michael Thomas, who just signed for $100 million as a wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints with $61 million guaranteed. It appeared to me at $100 million, that was $99,982,000 more than you got as Rookie of the Year.
Well, it's okay. Times change. I don't begrudge anybody making that kind of money because what's happened, the league is making tremendous money. Yeah. The owners are making tremendous money. It's the time the players started getting paid. There's no question about it. They're the ones putting their ass on the line.
Well, they ought to call, Michael Thomas ought to call you, coach, and say, thank you, sir, for what you did before me.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He's ought to thank a lot about the same thing. The league has evolved into something fantastic. And, for these kids to make that kind of money, I just hope they understand it and appreciate it.
Yep.
And put it to good use.
Well, he's been the highest-ranked receiver for a couple of years. He wasn't getting paid much, too. I think he's catching back a little. But what does bother me is half of his value is because of Drew Brees.
Yeah. And
there's no question about it. Maybe more than that.
And so it's like Jimmy Graham. You know, he was a great tight end for us in the system with Brees, but not as impactive on some other teams. But that's part of it. And the value that Michael Thomas have, we probably won't get in 2 or 3 years because, Coach, I don't know if Drew's going to keep going longer.
I don't know. It wouldn't be because it would be a physical thing, or it'd be just maybe he's just tired of it. But when you're making the kind of money that he's making, it's a pretty good nest egg for your future. So I would say he'd probably stay after another couple of years.
I'm hoping you're right.
I'm hoping.
You know, there's also risk reward. You get to that age, and you're like, I've been doing this, and. You know, in that game, you never know.
I'm telling they always seem to be getting bigger, stronger, faster, too. Man.
Wow, and they hit harder.
Oh, my. And then there's golf. There was a couple of golfers on the PGA I've never heard of that both shot 62 yesterday. And then there was a junior PGA kid. I think he's like 16, Coach. He shot a 60 and then a 65 to follow it up. What's happening? Is golf not hard enough?
Well, I think the talent is unbelievable right now that's coming into sports, in all sports, really. These kids, we talk about the past, but these kids they hit it further, they hit it straighter, they can putt it better. I mean, there's so many things they do, there's never going to be another Palmer or Nicklaus or those guys. They started it all, but what these kids are doing today is truly amazing to me.
I'll tell you, I always say, I could do it, I just don't have the time.
I don't have the talent.
there's a lot to it. I don't know how in the world. Maybe it's starting at a younger age. I mean, your boys are unbelievable, Steve. I mean, they can shoot par golf, and that's hard to do.
Yeah.
And Coach, we're not talking about the up tees. These guys are way
I know. Maybe we should have a new league, Johnny, with bamboo and feather balls again and go back to the beginning.
I'll
be pretty good at that.
Johnny put everybody on their knees with that Calamity Jane, Coach. I know that.
Well, he's the best putter I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, that's it.
Yeah, he's probably the best putter I've ever seen.
Well, listen, one last thing. With football on the horizon, the Bears are going to be a good football team, aren't they, Coach?
The Bears got to take care of one thing, Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit. If they can take care of that division and come out of there 6-2 or 7-1, they're going to win it. And then once you get into the playoffs, it becomes a three-game series. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, are they capable? Yes. Quarterback, coaching, are they defense, they've got all the pieces. They can run the ball. I mean, when you look at what they've made, they've built a good football team because they play good defense. They don't turn the ball over a whole lot. They got good special teams. I mean, they do all the things that you got to do to be a really great team. And I think they're going to be real good. Take care of Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota. That's all.
The fact that the Saints are going up there to play them, I'll tell you that now. And
The Saints are going to be good too. But I mean, I think you got to understand when you play the Saints, what you've got to do is you've got to be able to disrupt the receivers coming off the line of scrimmage and put some pressure on the quarterback. If you can do that, you got a chance. If you let them run free, they're going to kill you.
Coach, what I want to tell you is everybody's really pretty excited about this guy Cooks at tight end that we got.
Jared Cook.
He might. He might be a pretty good player for us.
It's nice if you got a good tight end. It does a lot. It helps you in a lot of ways, but still, these players today are really, I have to say, they're so much better than they were in my era. Mm. It's unbelievable.
Hey, guys, it's always a pleasure. People love hearing the candid discussions. We appreciate both of you. Coach, I really thank you from Chicago, Johnny, New Orleans. Thank you both.
All right, God bless you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Mike Ditkin, Chicago. If you've not been to Ditka's restaurant, he's there almost every night.
Yeah.
It is the best. I love Ditka's restaurant. And Brother Johnny Day, New Orleans, ESPN 93.5, 751, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. You want an award-winning dealership. What does that even mean? It means that you have to be good everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That people give you ratings, and Honda looks at all of that. And you have to have, like, almost perfect scores.
Mm-hmm.
It's really difficult when the people have to vote.
Right.
Because it's pretty easy to get kind of rankered up in a car dealership because of something. But Honda's an award-winning dealership because they have attention to detail.
Uh-huh. Very clean. Service after the sale. They're just into serving you.
They're good at it. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. DriveChampagne.com online off Neil at Burwash. Stop by and test drive something today and see why they're so good. Okay, we're going to break for the weather. We'll do that next.
Go, 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 O'Reilly.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. For decades, professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for their knowledge and commitment to customer service. And you can too. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I am so glad you're listening because I have a deal. I mean, I have a deal. For you, one of the real iconic places in our community is Curtis Orchard.
Yes.
I mean, iconic. It's Disneyland. It's Epcot. I mean, it's wonderful. Anyway, I am actually looking this morning to give away money to go spend at Curtis Orchard. And their hours, they're opening. This is a big weekend.
That's right. It's 9 to 6 weekdays and 11 to 6 on the weekend. And if you want to enjoy the Flying Monkey Cafe all your creature comforts like mac and cheese, Italian beef is what they're known for. Of course, various pies.
I can spend all my money on honey if I want.
You could.
I could also get a pie. I could. What we're doing is I'm going to give you $25.
And we want you to spend it at one register.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Once it's we can't go 12 here and 13 here.
Right.
So when you check out, you check out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $25, Curtis Orchard. You have to use this within 7 days, and then you have to tell me what you thought about it.
3902 South Duncan Road. The Flying Monkey Cafe opens tomorrow.
Okay.
Their country store, their bakery, the farm is just a great experience for the kids.
Text in PIE. It's easy, P-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
You just text in PIE. Now, have you been to Curtis Orchard? They put PIE 1. I mean, it's hard to imagine, but I probably think there are people that have never been to Curtis Orchard.
Right.
So put pie one down to indicate I've never been there.
That's right.
359-2255, text in pie, and we won't hold our mouth open too long in astonishment that if you say pie one.
Exactly.
You've never been to Curtis Orchard.
Aiden just loves feeding those goats and kitties.
Kitties and goats.
Exactly.
If you, I'm just sure you've all been there.
The rope maze and all of that.
I'm sure you've all been there. But if you haven't, Pie One, Curtis Orchard, and the pies are, come on, man. They are off the charts. And their honey's like number one in the world.
Family owned since 1977.
Yeah. Curtis family. Curtis Orchard, 359-2255. Text in Pie. Anybody?
Yes.
And Pie One, $25. I'm going to hand out like 10 or 20 of these. And we'll get hold of you after 9.
Excellent.
Okay, 359-2255. Plenty of
yes,
is Curtis Orchard. Any pie one?
We do.
Oh my. Okay, good. We want new people.
Exactly.
I can't believe it, but yeah. I've been there a lot.
I have too.
Yeah,
I love it.
755.